You got it on?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't know that. Now, that would be on there. Okay. My name was originally Thomas Sanders. I was born in Mississippi in 1892. And we were a large family, and we farmed, lived near this town of Sandersville, which was named for my grandfather. And in 1907, we decided to come to Texas because one of my older brothers had already come out here, and he wanted us to come, so we did. We landed in Texas in the spring, just in time to start the farming, which of course we followed. My dad was a cotton farmer mostly, but we always had plenty of grain and feedstuffs for the cattle. We were not used to Texas land. At that time, the roads were not paved or even anything but just mud. Going to our farm, we had to go through through the country for about 10 miles. And we bogged down in one of the mud holes and finally got it out and went on to this farm. Of course, we had to buy everything that we needed to start farming because we had sold everything that we had back home, which was, of course, an old one-horse plow that we had to walk and follow. But out here, they did have the cultivators, made farming easier. Can you cut it off?
Do you remember anything about the reason why your brother came out to Texas?
Well, as I understand it, he wanted to get off the farm and come to a new territory where he could get into something different, which he did. He got into the real estate business, and so a few years after that, while he wanted us to come then because he thought it would be a new opportunity for us. They had the modern, a little bit more modern than in Mississippi, way of cultivating, and you could cultivate more land, and things like that.
Do you remember anything about your trip out to Texas from Mississippi?
Well, we came by train, and we came through New Orleans, Louisiana, and at that time they run a ferry across the river, Mississippi River, and the train went in on this ferry and we crossed over, and then we made the trip all the way into Hill County. And by train.
Do you remember anything about the farm life that there on the farm? The gardening, your canning.
Oh yes, we always had garden and made our own vegetables and things like that, and whatever was left over from our use, mother canned in jars, and we had it then during the time that we didn't have gardens. We made our own clothes always, and also we pieced and quilted quilts to our own covers and things like that.
What kind of crops did...
Well, Daddy was really a cotton farmer, but he always planted enough grain and to have hay and corn feedstuff for the stock. Mm-hmm. And of course we didn't have these tractors and things now, but we still use the mule teams for our farming.
I imagine the ground was pretty rough to rough to farm then, wasn't it?
Well, it was pretty heavy for the mule teams and things like that, but it produced pretty good crops. We had as all farmers, we had our ups and downs. One year we'd do real well, and the next year maybe something would happen and wouldn't be quite so well. But we always got along. We went we went to school, to a little country school, two-teacher school, to get our education.
How far was the school from your farm?
Oh, they usually run about anywhere from a half a mile to a mile and a half. We didn't have too far to walk, but we did walk. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to ride to school like they do now. That was before consolidated schools.
Do you remember anything that, any kind of incident that happened while you were going to school? Any, this is probably in the country where have a snow every once in a while, or?
Oh, of course, we had our weather and rains and snows but we still walked to school.
Ever have any heating problems in the schoolhouse?
Well, of course they had the old timey wood stoves and kept plenty of wood there to keep it warm. We did pretty well with it. Quite a far reach from the heating system now, or cooling system either.
Did you remember if anybody ever put erasers in these fires? Oh, this used to be a big
well,
thing.
Well, kids was always pulling some kind of pranks on different things, but I just can't recall any just something that I could really tell. They were always pulling pranks, all right enough, on their teacher and different ones. We had strange games then, I guess. We'd play Halo and jump in the rope and hopscotch and drop the handkerchief and go in and out the levee and things like mm-hmm. that. But I don't think they play very much anymore.
What is this Halo over?
Throw the ball over the schoolhouse, and if the other side is two sides, mm-hmm. and if they caught it on the other side, then we'd try to run around and catch them mm-hmm. on the other side.
What about this, what was the other one? She said hopscotch. Is it any different than it is today?
No, I don't think so. I think it runs just about the same. And I think they do play that sometimes now.
And just drop the handkerchief.
Well, we'd get in a ring, a former ring, and one would go around and drop the handkerchief behind somebody. And if they'd see it, they'd get the handkerchief and run try to catch you before you got back to your place.
What was the in and out the levee? Do you remember what that was?
Oh, that was lots of fun. You form that same ring, and you'd march around singing, go in and out the levee. And then the next verse would be, go in and out the window. That would be going in around each other, you know. And the next one, the next verse is go forth and face your lover. The girl would have to go and face the boy would have to go face the girl, whichever one was doing that. And they'd get in the middle, and then the next verse would be, I kneel because I love you. And then the next verse is, farewell, for I'm asleep. Hmm. And then whoever was started it would get out, and the one that was left in there would go ahead and do the same thing. One of our favorite games.
Do you have any other favorite games? I see you mentioned jump rope, but do they have any songs or anything that you remember that they sang while you jumped rope?
It seems to me that we did have a song, and I just can't recall it, about what we sung when we'd be jumping the rope. Mm-hmm. But we really got to be good at it.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other games that you can remember?
Well, of course, there's always ball games. They play ball. What do you call that ball game that's something like baseball and yet it isn't? Town ball or something like that? I can't remember what it is. Anyway, we always had the ball games. Of course, sometimes the girls would build houses and play like they're keeping house. Things like that. While the boys would be all playing ball, the girls didn't play ball too much at that time.
Was it very much hooky?
Hooky?
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't remember any hooky playing much. I think they enjoyed going to school. Get out of work at home, I guess.
Did you, your dad have any dairy cows or anything?
Oh, like yes. That? Oh, yes. We started out with just one milk cow. But built up till we run a dairy for several years, just a real dairy. Mm-hmm. At that time, they'd go around, he'd put the milk in cans and sit it out, and they'd go around these milk out concerned to go around and pick up the milk, you know. And mother churned and made her butter, sold a lot of that too. Mm-hmm.
Kind of skipping around. Your education, how far did you go in school?
Well, at that time, those country schools didn't teach through, I believe they taught through what they call the ninth grade. But after that, I decided I wanted to be a school teacher, so I went into town to a private school and worked on getting my certificate to teach school. At that time, we didn't have to have a college education if we passed this examination, while we could teach school, which I did.
Do you remember whether the examination was very hard? Was it easy or?
Well, sometimes it was pretty testy. We had 12 subjects that you had to remember and be examined on.
Do you remember what they were?
Remember what? Oh dear, now you are getting me. Spelling and history. And physiology and
geography.
And mathematics. There's 12. Why can't I remember? There's more than one history, though.
Well, let's see. Texas history?
We had Texas history, and we had United States history. And then the geography, physiology, and spelling.
Science?
How many have I said? I don't know. I don't remember now.
It's pretty close to 12. That's pretty good. What was it like teaching in the school?
Well, mine was, the first school especially, was pretty tough because it was a one-room school building, and there had to be two teachers in there, one teaching on one side of the house and the other on the other side. It made it come pretty hard. We'd mix up sometimes, but we got by with it, made it pretty good.
Did you ever have to out-shout each other for?
No, we managed to keep our voices down pretty good. The only trouble I had was that he could hear me, and if he didn't like what I was saying, he would want to butt in and tell me what to do. And we had a pretty good little fuss about that. I told him that. I'd take care of my side of the house, let him take care of his side. And if he had anything to say to me about anything, to talk to me privately, not before the pupils, because that would make the pupils not want to mind me at all. So we had a pretty good little fuss about that. And I had the same trouble then at the next school that I taught. We did have two rooms, but he still wanted to call people out of my room and punish it, and I wouldn't allow that. I said the school board elected me to take care of that part of the school, and I was going to do it or quit. So me and my principals had a pretty tough time. The next school, a little incident happened that I was teaching in the third, fourth, and fifth grades. And I had a set of twin boys in there. And so their older sister come in there during the recess period and decided she wanted to tell me what to do. And so, I just went to the principal and told him, I said, you're going to have to keep your students out of my room interfering. And so he went in there to see what it was all about. And this girl picked up her books and went home and never did come back to school. She knew she was wrong and she didn't want to take the consequences. So, about that time, I was ready to quit teaching school.
They still have the same kind of games when you were teaching school as to when you were going to school?
Well, by that time, basketball had come in vogue, and they played basketball quite a bit. The girls did, especially. The boys still wanted to play their baseball, but I'm pretty well interested in basketball myself and played with the students.
Basketball was a pretty big thing then.
Yes, it was. I think it just started, you know, pretty good for that year.
Remember what year this was?
No, I don't. I just really don't.
What caused you to decide to quit teaching? Just general things?
Oh, I met the man that I married. It was one thing. So that took care of that.
Where did you go from here?
Where did I go from what?
From after you taught school, did you make a trip to Mississippi or something?
Well, yes. Before I met this man, I decided that I would take off a year, and I went out to visit where we used to live out there in Mississippi, and I was out there 8 months visiting around. In fact, the business is my health wasn't very good, and I didn't even try to get a school because I didn't know whether I could go through with it or not. So I decided to take this trip. Maybe my health would be better, and so sure enough, it was. Some better. And when I got back from that trip, why, then I met Fletcher Willis, and we got married.
You remember, was there anything different about your trip back to Mississippi as when you came out to Texas?
No, everything seemed to be going about the same at that time. Of course, later they began to get more modern out there. Quite a few changes. The highways were changed. I went to Papa's farm, and it had been deserted, and highway had gone through it. My old orchard had been destroyed and things like that, which made it a little bit depressing to find that in a way, and yet we do know that these modern things had to come in, these new highways and things like that.
Do you remember anything about the women getting to vote? I imagine that was a big thing, wasn't it?
Yes, I guess it was, but I just wasn't much interested in that. I still thought it was the man's place to do that, and I just didn't pay much attention to politics.
Imagine after you made this trip to Mississippi and met Mr. Willis, well, you get pretty close to around the Depression, wasn't it?
Yes, that was in 1916 that we met and married in 1917. And times were getting a little bit tighter on account of the World War I and things like that.
Can you recall anything that happened? Any jobs or moves that happened during this time?
Yes, we were living on the farm, and as it come time for the draft and things like that, why, we left the farm and moved into town. Fletcher worked in a drugstore until he would be drafted into the service, and, but he never was. He didn't. The war ended before his draft call.
Imagine there was a big celebration when the war ended, wasn't it?
Oh boy, it really was. Everybody having a ball. Of course, in the meantime, we acquired two daughters, which we were raising.
Can you recall anything that happened just before the Depression and into the Depression? The things that you had to go through?
Well, by that time they decided that they should save more home produce and things like that, and they put in a cannery and began canning stuff in cans. And we had what was called a community canning service. We would gather in different produce, tomatoes, corn, peas, and stuff like that, and go to this place and can up enough stuff to last us for a while to help and to save produce, you know, the vegetables and things like that.
Did y'all move to West Texas or someplace at one time or another?
We lived out on the plains at Fort Ada for a few months, and my husband worked with a mattress factory, and quite a good deal of this time I was a dressmaker. I sold public to help keep things going, and I sold public quite a few years. We didn't like the plains on account of the hail and dust storms, so we came back down to Central Texas at West.
Have the dress styles, talking about you done a lot of sewing during this time, you remember where the dress styles had changed very much?
Yes, the dress styles changed quite a bit. For a while it was long dresses, and then up about halfway, but I never did make any mini dresses.
Yeah. That's a new thing, I think. After y'all moved back to West,
what did he do? He managed a hardware store for his brother-in-law until he closed it out. After that, then, it was pretty hard to get jobs, and so we decided to come to South Texas, and we came down to Taft. He worked as a carpenter for a while after we came to South Texas, and then we decided to put in a home laundry, which I had sort of started taking in my, well, really what I started with was taking men's washing from the hotel. I would do this men's washing. But it built up, so we built up a pretty good size to steam laundry.
I remember the food stamps or anything like this during the...
Oh yes, we had, they had food stamps and all like that when we were just could use so much sugar and so much stuff like that. We managed to get by on what they were. In fact, we could really let someone else have some of our stamps sometimes. To, you know, for sugar and coffee. Was there something else? Sugar and coffee?
Sugar and coffee. Yeah. The tires were during the war.
Well, gasoline was, you had to have stamps for that. I remember that my mother died up in Hillsboro, and we had to pool our gasoline stamps in just one car, go up there. Pretty scared. You know, you making me recall some things that I've practically forgotten.
Really?
I do think of that sometimes, but not to talk about or anything like that, but I sometimes think about what a time we had getting up to Mama's funeral and everything.
The times have sure changed, haven't they?
Oh, yes. Very much.
You just didn't make any trips then, did you? As far as
oh no, we didn't make anything unless we had to. We didn't. That was just almost a necessity. And there were three families of us that had to pool our gasoline stamps in order to make that trip. And that meant that we had to kind of cut down after that, doing it. Anywhere.
See, this is in Taft. This is about the time they started having all the oil around over there.
Yeah, they found oil out. Of course, we lived in town. They found oil out in the country. They found oil out there. And of course, we weren't in on any of that, but we did, we know how it helped all the farmers that were having a pretty hard time at that particular time. I don't know just why they were having such a tough time. I can't see why, but these oil wells helped.
I guess it was time of a pretty heavy drought.
Well, it could have been caused by a drought. That was it. And the farmers were having a pretty tough time holding on and keeping things going. About that time then, oil helped them. They got back on their feet, and there's some really rich people over there now.
Imagine it helped the whole town of Taft out quite
everything.
A bit.
Everything. It helped everything.
It helped the laundry business out?
It helped the laundry business too, because there's so many of those oil people came in there, and we got their laundry. And later we bought the cleaning shop, which was right next door to us. We had the laundry and cleaning outfit both. We managed to keep things going.
Do you ever remember any water shortages or anything of this nature?
No. Taft had plenty of water. Mm-hmm. They had wells there. They don't use them anymore, but they bought in with this other water system, you know, that's watering Corpus Christi and all. I don't know why they did that, because that water was good. I guess they thought that as the place was growing, they weren't going to last. I don't know.
Well, I think you've done real good remembering.
I don't feel like I've said anything, and I know, I just know there was lots more that could be said. If I could just, anyway, we decided to leave Taft and moved over here to Kingsville, and we were very happy over here. We decided we just getting too old to manage a business and everything, and we decided it best to get out and just work for the other fellow. By that time, Social Security had come in, you know, and I could draw Social Security, which helped. I didn't quit work then, so I continued working for a while longer.